want to say over Mahalat or Mechadish. Not this year, but I think last year, maybe the year before, that on the parish of Lloyd, so on the Shmuz Thursday night, we get one Mahalat. Nice up. It's very. Nice, but it's been all over. People have to know the importance. Anyway, yes or no? Well, the mice like this. Like, my state is this will lose you also, so. It's this little debt. So, anyway, Lloyd goes ahead, we spoke. And it's very, very hard to understand. The Mahalach of Lloyd, we said that messengers came to his house, the Orachim came to his house. And Lloyd took them in. He surrounded, his house was surrounded. He wanted to kill him. And Lloyd's ready to give his daughters up. Here, take my daughters, do whatever you want with them. At the end of the day, everybody said, it's a very, very hard parasha to understand. What is Lloyd's come on over here? What is Lloyd doing over here? He's here now. Giving up his own family. Giving up his daughters. Just they could do Achnas Orachim. He needs Peter of us. He needs a husband. So we said, on Thursday night, the Hezbollah, before that, he the mice, he learned the Beis Avram, and it was so ingrained with it that he was to a way that he was a little bit disoriented and a little bit went a little bit too far with it. I want to offer maybe a new pshat or side, and I think it's a very interesting pshat. It gives the biggest insight to what Lloyd was trying to accomplish. The mice, the Chazal say, Lloyd Yoshav, Lloyd that day, he was appointed as a judge. Now, Lloyd wasn't a stupid person, but Lloyd grew up in the East. He grew up in the arms. He grew up in the vicinity of the great Avraham Avinu. So Lloyd understood there's a very Olam, even though he said, I don't get last week's parasha, he said, I'm going to live in Sodom, and well, that's going to be with Avram and Hashem. He gave up on that, but Lloyd was stupid and understood. And I believe, Rabbi, I really believe, I don't know anything so far in the Farsha was speaking, but I believe that Lloyd himself understood that these malachim that showed up that day in town weren't coming for to join the community shul of Stone. And he understood that there was something serious going on. Lloyd wasn't stupid, Lloyd picked it up. What was going on in Lot's mind was, and we see from the Rashi does say that something like this, something similar to this, but I want to bring it out. Lot became the judge of that town. I think Lot had an intention when he brought the Orchim to his house. Lot understood one thing: this place is a place of disaster, and eventually God's going to take his wrath against him. And when he saw the Malachim, he realized that they were coming to something very serious. So Lord figured like this. There's a Rashi. The Rashi says in the last week, this Rashi says in this week's parasha that when these two Malachim finished by Avram, it says Losha Vayashkifu al Pnei Yisrael. They looked out. Hashkafer, Rabbi says, is an outlook. He looked out on Stone. So Rashi comments with a Chazal. Kol Hashkafer L'ra. Every time there's a long by Hashkifer, Hashkafer is L'ra. Except there's one pasuk where it says Hashkifer, where it's a good Lash. Anybody know where that Hashkafer is? Pasuk says Hashkifer M'Oin Kachach Min Hashamayim. Hashkifer M'Oin Kachach Min Hashamayim. So The kids Hashkim on Khachikha, where is that said Rabbi Sai? Anybody know? By the Psukim in Pashas? Right? No. The Pasha of Isava. By the Pasha of Maisus. And it says over there, Avoy the Gadin. It says that even though Lashon Hashkof is a Lashon of anger, wrath, it's always for bad. I'm sorry, Hashkof is always for bad. Except for that Hashkif in Ma'on Kodesh. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look down. Ma'on Kodesh Hu HaShemayim. On what? Because that pasuk is describing our taking care of Aniyim. Talking about the Maestris and the stuff that's given to Aniyim. So Rashi, in this week's parasha of Hashkif up in Eiskoim, Kol Hashkof of the Ra, except when there's Hashkif for is going after the Stalker. Why? Because the power of Stalker, Rashi says, has the ability to change the Midas Adin, the Midas Harachamim. The Midas Haroiges, the anger, the Midas Harachamim. So says Rashi in this week's parasha when it says, Vayashkifu al Bnei Sdom. Okay. So I have a believer, boys, I have a hunch, and maybe it's true, a chidish otzum, that Lloyd understood that the matzav is al asaf, as they say. The matzav is holding by the edge. And he knew that one day or another, this place stone, he didn't believe in that. Everybody say he didn't believe in Hashem anymore. Deep down he knew it, because his brothers didn't take his wrath about it. It just the day had to come. But he believed very deeply that there's one thing that could save this place. Milas Chasodim, Nosis Orchim, taking care of Aniyim. It was the one thing that they didn't have. The one thing that they didn't have. And Chazal tell us that Godol HaSholoim, that the Mid of Sholoim and Benon HaVeiro and taking care of others has an ability to prevent. Even if Hashem's angry, as I'll say, the Dor HaFloga did a terrible thing, but there was peace between them. So Zokt Lo to Gavalta Gishtikl Torah. You're right, God's probably very angry at Artia. And he sees two Malachim coming. Didn't look like a good, these Malachim didn't look like they were coming to hang out in Stone Town. They looked like they were going to do something. The Stone had a Gavalta Gishtikl that day. Yashav Hashem became the Dayan. He thought that what he's going to do now, he's going to start to be knowing a little bit of Achnosis Orchim in Stoim the proper way, not like he used to be. The Gemara says in Stoim, do you know how they used to give Stalker? What they used to give Stalker was they used to give a coin and they used to write their name on the coin. That's the Gemara. And what happened was, they gave Stalker, they gave it to the Aniyim. But the thing was, they didn't sell any food. The guy would die of Rav. Then everybody would come and take their coin because they're more than one. That was Stoim's Mahalach of Stalker. And everybody knows about the famous stone bed we spoke about last time. They chopped it down to size. So they didn't do any real chesed with anybody. So Lloyd became the judge that day. Lloyd's intent of becoming the judge was that he understood that maybe our last chance is to change the verdict. Was that we start doing some chesed, we start doing Hanos's Orachim. Now Lloyd, so that's why that's when he became the judge, he invited them in. But then he saw they all went against him, they all were trying to destroy him. So Lloyd says, take my two daughters. What is he, off the charts? No. He said, this calls for drastic measures. I have to save this town. How am I going to save them? I'm going to show Mesilas Nefesh, we do Machlokes Orachim here, and try to get these people away. At the end of the day, and Rashi does comment that the whole night he was trying to Malam Tzchus, and the Kolach were telling him no, that they were showing that this might happen. But Lloyd's intention over here was to try to save the Shtot by showing that there is some Rachamim, there's Machlokes Orachim, there is good Chesedim here, even if it's just me, and look how far I'm ready to go. Because bro, don't destroy stone. At the end of the day, Sefer Shel Dover, Rosh Bo saw how strong they were, and at the end of the day, there was no chance. The Maisa, Sefer Shel Dover, it could be that maybe, Rashi is a different shot, but maybe that was saved Lloyd, but they didn't have any limit schuss, and Sefer Shel Dover, so it could be if they would have backed off and taken the girls, So what would have happened was, at least they would have permitted on Lesser Arkham, that would also have said, okay, they left Torah, okay, they want some tithe, they want this, but they're also permitting on Lesser Arkham. And the fact that they didn't let it even then, they had to blind them, so that meant that they have no Melamed Libet Zchus anymore. So then he told them, as the Baruch says, let's get out of here, I'm going to destroy Stein. So it comes out that the whole Miso could be very, to understand that on a deeper level maybe, is that it was a Loitz Vesiris Nefesh to try to save the Shtot. That through that the Shtot would be saved. Why? As the Pasuk says. And the Kosher will see some type of Matnas Anir, some type of Bils Chasod, some type of taking care of somebody who's less than you. Less than you could be, he's the biggest, he could have $1,000, but he needs it now. That's what Chesed is. Chesed doesn't mean Dafka to the poor people. Chesed means that somebody's missing something, somebody doesn't have it. Somebody that needs something, you have Rachmanis on him, and you take care of him. And that creates a tremendous rachamim shamayim, even if there's minis adin. That was Lord's intention. But it didn't work because it was such rishon that even so, they wanted to stop it. But Mai said, Sefer Shel Dover, that could be the parsha, the yisoid of the parsha of Lord's intention. And what we can glean from this, what we said, is the tremendous power. What it means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do something for somebody else, when we do chesed for somebody else, we take care of somebody else, we do chesed for somebody else. We don't realize what the power of such a thing has by the Baruch Hu. Kol hashkafu l'ro, chud v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that loshon hashkafu means for attention to punish. And when we use that same word, we're giving matnas aniyah that has the power to change around the whole mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a whole mahalach of rach, of sometimes this idea, the people that are not acting the right way. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a chesed. He sees a stalker. He sees someone taking care of an oni. He sees someone taking care of a person that's less than him, a person that doesn't have something, and he's taking care of him. It arouses such a midas harachlam by Hashem that changes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whole hug with the beer. It's a powerful zad, this is Lloyd's intention. Maybe I get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his hug with story. He's angry, he's upset. But if I can do a tremendous act, the mysterious nefesh of chesed, I can maybe save the whole shtot. The voice of, you have to understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates it. It's a misconception, a misunderstanding that people have. Most people look at the mitzvahs, they don't have mokoyim, and all that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much pleasure in me when I sit there and I daven for 25 hours, and I sit there, and it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it. We have to realize in the same vein how much pleasure HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of giving a stalker to an ani, and talking down, talking to an ani, talking to somebody who's less than you, talking to somebody who has less than you, giving him chizik, giving him encouragement, making him feel good, building him up, making him into a person, it's unbelievable, it's not just the good, we all have that responsibility. Oh yeah, I heard the story of Moshe, he did this, he did that, a guy did something and he didn't get angry at him, he helped out this guy, and helped out that. You think only Gedolei Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu said every single person has that responsibility to show kindness to somebody else, Rabbeinu. The way we act with others, that's how Hashem acts with us. Now, the Moshe says, "It's Merachem Allah Briyas Hashem Merachem." Not Merachem Allah Briyas Chas V'Shalom. Hashem is not Merachem on it. You have to realize how important that is with us. I'm reading a book in my house now. Somebody brought me into my house. It's a very, very interesting book. I have a few little chapters here or there. I think it's the guy for every bracha to read it. Besides that, the book that I just got, it's called Shloimi. They wrote a book, Arts wrote a book about a certain Balabas called Shloimi Gross. In front of the Bracha. I met him Taka once, I didn't even know I met him Taka. But the Maisha, it's mind boggling. You read the book to see how he's diagram is going. As he became a person that got into learning and understood learning, the regular Balabas, like a Jewish, like every regular guy. But the caring, the concern, and the doing for others, dropping everything and just going to do for others, it's unimaginable. The guy lived a regular guy. He grew up, he had a hard time in yeshiva. The book says he couldn't learn, couldn't sit for 2 minutes. He was really jumping around. He went from yeshiva to yeshiva. He was not first time then. And he, he went from yeshiva to yeshiva. And the mice, he ended up, whatever, he wasn't a big learner when he got, when he first got married. He got it, whatever. That, the fact that he got to learn is another thing, is godless. But the mitzvahs of a guy, who, you see, every guy came to his door, and he was unbelievable, and he did this, and did that, and he didn't know the person, unbelievable, just, the stories there, but he have a chance, not talking about stories after stories, how a guy came over to him, and this, boom, just took him around, took care of him. It's care and concern for every year. This is what you have to learn for even regular people. But this is what you have to understand how, what it does in Shammai Rabbosai. It sends off explosions in Shammai. When a guy sees somebody else that needs something, needs caring, needs concern, he needs help, and you go ahead and take care of that guy, you go do something for that guy, explosions in Shammai Rabbosai. It changes that Kodesh Baruch Hu and Hoga. Shem right now could be very angry with the Bria. He wants to do something, Chas V'Shalom. And there's a guy, Yankel Schmortz, was Schmittman, and his mom sees a friend of his who's going through a hard time, goes over to him, and gives him a hug, says something nice to him, says a good word to him, he lends him something, gives him something, does something for him. But he said explosions. Because Baruch Hu looks, doesn't look so, he changes his whole, that's it, no more Midasadin, go with the Midasarachim, and in the Korean is Midasarachim, I'm going to be good with Midasarachim. Therefore, yeah, that's what we have to learn of the person. If you guys get that book, it wasn't read it when I was there, still trying to learn about a little bit how to be caring for other people, of course, the people that are doing going on. And the Ezra Shem Tavorah, which is Zircha, to Akarach HaChesed, Rachman, of course, to be able to happy, all the midos, whenever Akarach HaChesed shows anger, be able to be a mice of Rachman, the happy of Ezra Shem Tavorah, and Zeichat, the brachas of Nisarachat.